checking account. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, I got a message a minute ago that the Huskers were trailing Purdue by 20 points going into the third quarter. Now I've got an update on that one. Nebraska is starting to come back. They have closed to within 5, 54-49, Purdue leading the Huskers. That game being played at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. So scratch what I said about being down 20. Sounds like the Huskers are fighting their way back into that one. Trying to pick up another win. They are 21-2 right now. They won 20 in a row, then dropped a couple, picked up the win in their last game with Rutgers, and tonight hosting Purdue, trying to get that 22nd win. Here in Odell, we've got the Fall City Tigers, the Diller Odell Griffins, the boys' varsity game just about ready to get underway. We're going through a rather lengthy introduction of starters. All the Diller Odell fans up on their feet. Some special sound effects being played in the gymnasium here in Odell. Everybody up shaking, clapping their hands here. They're a fired up group. We've got a lot of grandparents right in front of me here because after the girls game, several of the girls players from Diller Odell came up and were giving their grandparents hugs right in front of the table here. And they're all sticking around for the boys game too, so maybe they've got grandchildren on both the boys and girls team. But I'm right at home here, and among folks my age, we're seated on the Diller Odell side. We want to say thank you to Eric McMurray, the activities director, and Mike Meyerly, the superintendent here, for the wonderful hospitality we receive every time we come to Odell. They put us high above the midcourt line here, and it's just a great place to work basketball. We're ready to get underway. Here comes the opening tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Griffins. They come up with the basketball. Xavier Zaborski with the basketball to the right elbow into the corner. Finds Jack Phillips. He's our leading scorer. Phillips with the basketball. Hands it into the top of the key. Back to Xavier. Zaborski feeds to the corner. Baseline left side. There's a spin move. Off the glass, up, off, no good. Whistle and a foul. Putting up the shot was Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys is going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots here for the Griffins. Foul's going to be called on the Tigers. Let's see who they got for that one. Apparently, Kason Davis got the start here. That was different from what we were given. So, first free throw is up and good for Humphreys. Davis picks up his first personal. Team foul, number one, obviously, of the quarter. Here's Peyton Humphreys ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it's off, no good. Fighting for his own rebound, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Let's see who they got for this one. I'll have to wait until they post it. Humphreys, he'll get called for the foul going after his own rebound. Full court pressure now by Diller Odell. Tigers in trouble trying to break through this press. Up court the pass comes. They get it across the timeline. Elijah Layden on the left elbow in the corner. Left wing, Layden with the basketball back to the top of the circle. Bowdy Jones on the dribble. Jones goes between two defenders. Looks for a pass across court to the far right side. Handling it is Ethan Morris. Morris between the legs dribble into the corner. Inside the paint, off the glass. Shot is up and good. And a whistle and a foul. Nice move to the bucket by Kason Davis. Davis, a freshman, getting the start here. He's a 50% free throw shooter. He'll be at the line here for the and one. Foul is going to be called on Jacob Napotny, apparently. The and one shot is up and off, no good. But Davis comes down with the rebound off the missed free throw. To the right elbow it comes. Bowdy Jones on the dribble. Jones, a cross-court pass. Flips it down deep in the corner, baseline left side. Now handling the ball to the right elbow goes Ethan Morris. From the left side, there's a long three that's up and off, no good. Launching the three was Ethan Morris. Down court with the basketball. Setting it up for the Griffins at the top of the circle. They give the ball up to Xavier. Zaborski with the basketball, and he'll back it back to the top of the key. Left side baseline corner, rimmed in and out of there. Doesn't go. Rebound's taken down by Ethan Morris. Morris comes down with the rebound. He'll bring it all the way down court himself to the right elbow. Jacoby Bangert. Bangert skip pass across Bowdy Jones. Lob pass inside the paint. Again to the right side with it. Jacoby Bangert. From the left side, a three is up and good. Hitting the three for the Tigers from over in the left side in the corner. I have to pick him up. Here's a driving layup at the other end. Still trying to pick up who got that three from the corner down here deep. Apparently, that was Grant Kobza that nailed that three. On the baseline underneath, there's a shot put up by Elijah Layton that's blocked away, and the rebound comes down here quickly to the Griffins. 5-1. Tigers leading here now in the ballgame. Loose basketball stolen away, coming up with a steal. Elijah Layton. Layton gives it up top. Jacoby Bangert with the basketball. I'm looking around here trying to find Paxton Armbruster on the bench or somewhere. On the fast break, the other direction goes Jack Phillips, driving lay-in up and good. Phillips laid it in, and the score is 5-3. Fall City Tigers up by two here. Goes Jackson Baum up, facing the bench over on the far side. With the ball on the right elbow is Ethan Morris. Skip pass to the corner. Deep baseline left side. Bangert with the basketball. Bangert's got an open look. Passed up the three. Now penetrates. A little floater in the paint. Up and good. Nice move to the basket. Jacoby Bangert. Bangert with his first 2 points. 7-3. Tigers on top here by four. 4:35 to play in the first quarter. Fall City off to a good start against the 9-9 Dillard-Odell Griffins. Griffins basketball. Working to the right elbow with it. Zaborski shot up and off, no good. A fight for the rebound. It's loose on the floor. Everybody diving in after the thing. Elijah Layton was down on the floor getting after it. Now Cale Clifford is going to check into the lineup here. Clifford comes into the ballgame for Diller Odell. Tigers basketball against full court pressure. Up court passes tipped away. Driving lay-in up and good. Oh, beautiful move to the basket for Diller Odell there by Peyton Humphreys. He did a little underhanded scoop shot, kind of a circus shot. From the corner, here's a three. That's short, doesn't go. Rebound Clifford. Cale Clifford, outlet pass, gives the ball up court. Xavier Zaborski into the corner right side. Heideman handles the basketball. That's Creighton Heideman, the freshman. Heideman feeds it up to the right elbow to Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys holds it above his head to the near side. Comes to Cale Clifford with the basketball. Now they load it down to Jack Phillips, the leading scorer. Phillips passes up the shot. Instead, they give it to give and go, and the ball comes back. Oh, couldn't finish. Try for follow shot. Still won't go down. Follow shot put up. It took three tries. Creighton Heideman just stayed with it, and on the third attempt, he got it down. That's doing battle down there for the freshman, Creighton Heideman. Into the corner, the give and go in the paint. Fall away shot up. Good. Nice move to the bucket by Kayson Davis, who got the start, the freshman. 9-7. Tigers are up by two at the 3 minute mark here of the first quarter. In the paint, the floater. It's up and good. That was a sweet move to the basket. Taking it under the hoop and laying it in. Xavier Zaborski laid it in. All tied up at 9 apiece, 2:49 to go first quarter. Bowdy Jones on the dribble. Bowdy Jones in traffic. He's double-teamed. Has to flip it across court. To the left side, ball is loose. And the steal. Coming up is Cale Clifford with the ball. Clifford fields it up to Zaborski. Driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. Xavier will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots now for the Griffins. Foul is going to be called on Fall City's Kayson Davis, his second personal, second team foul of the quarter. Xavier Zaborski at the free throw line to shoot two. The first one is up and off. No good. He's a 52% free throw shooter on the season. Have another shot coming here. Subs in for Fall City. Let's see who we got checking in. Brock Cottle is on the floor. Kellen Furness also checking in on the floor. Get a bunch of new-looking jerseys out there. Second free throw is up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kellen Furness. Furness will come down and set the offense for the Tigers with a pass to the left elbow. Up to the top of the key, Bowdy Jones. It's tipped away. Goes out of bounds. Touched last by the Griffins. Fall City will maintain possession of the basketball. Jacoby Bangert will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Up to Bowdy Jones near midcourt. In the paint, fall away jumper. Up and off by Layden. Doesn't go. Rebound taken down by Jacob Novotny. Novotny up court quickly with the pass. Finds Jack Phillips. Phillips works to the right side of the lane. A spin move free throw line. Goes to his teammate. Low post baseline inside the paint. Up to the top of the key. There's a three on the way that's off the rim and doesn't go. That shot launched by Drake Day, who's in the ballgame now. Purple shoes on Drake Day. Bright fluorescent lavender shoes. Those are easy to spot for Drake Day. Now with the ball for the Tigers is Ethan Morris. Morris trying to feed it underneath to Brock Cottle. Brock just could not quite handle the pass. It came in a little too hot, and it got away on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Griffins. 1:34 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 9 apiece here in Odell. Now a three-pointer from the left wing is off. No good. Cottle goes up and gets the rebound. Outlet pass comes out to Bowdy Jones. Bowdy Jones across the timeline. Got around the defender. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it down into the corner in traffic. Back it comes to Bowdy Jones. Around the horn right side, Kellen Furness. Furness is trapped on the right side of the lane. Up top to Bowdy Jones. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Ball almost got away at the top of the circle. Bangert with it. Jacoby Bangert. 5 on the shot clock. Bowdy Jones takes it in. Fall away shot up. Got the rim. That gives him a new shot clock. But the rebound comes down to the Griffins. Fast break the other way for Jack Phillips. All the way for the driving lay-in. Up. Off. No good. Rebound Brock Cottle. Cottle across court pass. They'll come up with it. 30 seconds on the shot clock. 38 on the game clock here in the first quarter. Tied at 9 apiece. Tigers probably want to run as much of this shot clock as they can here with a 9-all tie. Brock Cottle's in traffic between defenders. Comes to the left side in the paint. No chance for a shot. Wait a minute. I think we're going to see an offensive foul called on Jacoby Bangert. Bangert lowered the shoulder to push the defender away to try and get the shot off. And any time you dip that shoulder, they're probably going to whistle you on that almost every time. Creighton Heideman back onto the floor, the freshman. Checking in for the Griffins. He's in replacing Jacob Novotny. Heideman in, Novotny out. Tied at 9, 17 seconds to go in the quarter. Griffins will play for the final shot. Logan Penner in the ballgame now. Penner across court pass. Whistle. Foul's going to be called on Brock Cottle on the baseline. It's not a shooting foul. That may be the fifth. I think that's just the fourth. Let's see what they're going to say here. Foul is on Brock Cottle. That is his first. Only team foul number 4, so we're not shooting it. 9 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Tied at 9 apiece. Inbounding the ball is Logan Penner. Oh, shot is up for Heideman. In and out. Wouldn't go. The ball got away out of bounds. It'll be Tigers basketball with 4.9 seconds to go. Fall City's got 4.9 seconds to try and get the ball up the court and break this tie. Inbound the pass at midcourt, going around the defenders. Half-court shot was blocked. There's a buzzer. After one quarter, we're tied at 9 apiece. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're all tied at 9 apiece after one quarter, and we're doing the same thing here that we did during the girls' game between first and second quarters. They're taking an extended break to introduce the youth basketball players here. Gives us a moment to remind you that our presenting sponsor for this broadcast of high school basketball is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's at F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. I want to remind you one more time, we'll have basketball this Thursday night, both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. Here on KTNC, it'll be HTRS at Fall City. Fall City Tigers at home hosting HTRS. John Nixon will have the call for you right here. I'll be over on Sunny 101.3 Thursday night at Johnson Brock. Looking forward to that one. Johnson Brock hosting the Freeman Falcons. Freeman kind of took it on the chin a little bit against the Auburn Bulldogs in that ECNC tournament game that I called last Saturday evening up at Meade. So they're kind of probably smarting a little bit after that loss. They've got a very good basketball team at Freeman, so I look for that to be especially that boys game ought to be highly competitive, and I'm looking forward to calling that one for you on Sunny 101.3. Not that the girls' game isn't going to be a great one, too. I don't want to short the ladies any. There's going to be some competitive basketball. We're going to move into second quarter action here now at Odell, all tied up at nine. Griffin's with the basketball in the corner. A three from the right side corner. Phillips up, off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, up and good by Jacob Novotny. Novotny got the offensive board. He got the put back. He drew the foul in the process. Putting the shot up there, and he'll be stepping to the line for the and one. Brock Cottle is called for the personal on Cottle. That is his second personal, team foul number one of the quarter on the Tigers. Novotny at the line. The and one coming up. He's a 71% free throw shooter and missed that one. Short off the front of the rim. Rebound to the Tigers and a foul on the Griffins. Well, coming down with that board for Fall City, getting the rebound under the basket was Ethan Morris, and he got fouled by Creighton Heideman. On Creighton, the freshman picks up his first foul, first team foul of the quarter on the Griffins. Here come the Tigers now, trailing 11-9. Fall City basketball. Top of the circle, holding it, Kaysen Davis comes to the near side, Bowdy Jones. Jones lobs inside to Davis, goes up with a shot and got it. Sweet move by the freshman, Kaysen Davis. He has 6 points now for the Tigers, and we're tied at 11. Opening minute here in the second quarter, 7:15 on the clock. Driving lay-in up, no, but a foul is going to be called on the baseline, which will put Xavier Zaborski at the free throw line. He's a 52% free throw shooter. He is 0 for 2 tonight from the line. Bowdy Jones is called for the foul on Bowdy, his first, team foul number 2. Free throw is up and off. Would not go. Another shot coming. Xavier struggling tonight at the line. Like I said, he's normally a 52% shooter. 0 for 3 so far this evening. This one is up, and it is good. He got the roll on that one. Now 1 of 4 from the line. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. Here come the Tigers. Bowdy Jones quickly across the midcourt line. Wants to set the offense. Looking at his man-to-man defense. Whistle. And a foul. Offensive foul. Oh, my. Looks like Bowdy Jones was coming across. He had quite a collision with the defender. And I think... Well, I'm not sure what they're doing. They're going to put on Kaysen Davis away from the ball, apparently. Davis picks up his third personal. All right, here come the Griffins. A little fall-away floater in the paint. No, Phillips. Rebound comes down to Elijah Layden. Layden gives the ball up court across the timeline. Jacoby Bangert with a dribble. Baseline underneath. Brock Cottle backs in. Fall-away shot. Cottle up. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. Brock Cottle will be at the line shooting 2 shots for the Tigers. Chance to tie it, possibly put the Tigers on top here. Chris Creighton Heideman picks up the foul, his second. Cottle's first free throw up and good. Brock Cottle hits the first one. He's he's a 29% free throw shooter on the year, but he hit that one nothing but nylon. Second shot coming for Cottle. It's up. It's good also. Those were both perfect right down the middle. 2 for 2 for Brock Cottle. And the Tigers take the lead once again at 13-12 now. With the ball for the Griffins into forecourt. That's Zaborski. Top of the circle. To the left elbow the pass comes. Jack Phillips lobs it into traffic in the paint. Back to Phillips in the corner. He'll launch a three that's up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Ethan Morris gets the defensive board and comes to set the offense up. Tigers up by one, 13-12 here. 6:08 to go in this second quarter. Brock Cottle, top of the key between the rings, comes to Bowdy Jones on the right elbow. Jones, oh, he threw the ball up to the top of the key looking for Ethan Morris, and it got away and went out of bounds. It'll be an unforced turnover there by the Tigers and give the Griffins a chance to retake the lead with 5:56 to go in the first half. 13-12, Fall City up by one. Griffins basketball. Jacob Novotny feeds it into traffic. Lay it up and good by Peyton Humphreys. Peyton Humphreys with the lay-in. He's got 5 points now for the Griffins. 14-13, another lead change. Dillardell back up by one. All the way around the horn to the little baseline. Top of the key. Top of the key three. Up and off. No good. That one put up by Elijah Layden. Couldn't get it to fall. On the dribble, Jack Phillips with the basketball. A cross-court pass on the far side. In there now is Drake Day once again with those purple shoes. He's really easy to spot, folks. Fall-away shot in the paint. Bounces up and good. Getting the basket to fall was Xavier Zaborski. He now has 5 points in the game, and now the lead is three for Dillardell. 16-13 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. In the corner, Bowdy Jones can't get to the baseline. Has to clear it back to the top of the key to Ethan Morris. To the near side, Jacoby Banger. Banger will step in the lane. Oh, it wouldn't fall. Rebound comes down to Jacob Novotny. Novotny there for the defensive board. Skip pass down court it comes. Drake Day with the dribble. Around to Jack Phillips, left side. Phillips goes inside the paint. Peyton Humphreys with it. They back it back up top to Xavier. Xavier draws a foul in the paint. Whistle and a foul. See who they got for this one. They're a little slow to post it here. Looks like Bowdy Jones picks up his second personal. Team foul number four of the quarter with 4:26 to go here. Already four fouls on the Tigers. We may see some free throw shooting. From the corner for the Griffins, the shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, Fall City. Down court with the basketball is Ethan Morris. Spin move into paint in traffic. Oh, he was looking underneath. Looking under the basket, wanted to feed it inside to Jacoby Banger, or rather to Brock Cottle, and Brock didn't see it coming. Ball went right past his ear. Went out of bounds, a turnover. It was a great, in theory, would have been a great move, but Cottle just wasn't ready for the basketball, didn't see it coming his way. 16-13. Dillardell on top as they come on the attack here with the basketball. In the corner with it, Drake Day once again. Lob pass inside the paint in traffic. Triple teamed under there. Back to Drake Day. Around to the left wing. Across to the corner. Day picks it up. Beats it up top. Logan Penner handling the ball. Penner puts a pass inside. Driving lay-in up and good by Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys got the pass from Penner, went down the avenue, down the lane, laid it off the glass, dropped it in. 18-13. Timeout's going to be taken, Fall City. 3:28 to go first half. Tigers down by five. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back inside the Dillard-Odell High School gym. Really nice new facility here. I call it relatively new. It's probably been here 5 or 6 years already, but it's beautiful gymnasium. They've hosted some tournaments down here. We love to come here and work basketball because we get to sit at the railing right at midcourt. We're close to the court. Great place to work. Great hospitality from the school officials here. Our friend Eric McMurray takes wonderful care of us. Bottles of water when we need them, and we need them. 18-13 is your score. The Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers with 3:28 to go here in the first half of the boys' varsity contest. Tigers with the basketball. Inbound the pass to Jacoby Bangert. Works against the man-to-man defense. He goes to the right side of the elbow. Now puts it up top. Again, it comes down into the corner. Brock Cottle handles the basketball. Cottle tries to back in on the defender. Can't get the look at the basket. He's going to get caught in the lane too long there. Well, they let him out of it. Into the corner. Right side, down deep, Jacoby Bangert. Oh, and Bangert flipped it out into the corner. Bangert had an open man down there, Kellen Furness in the corner. Furness wasn't expected, and the ball just about took Kellen's head off down the corner. It went out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to the Griffins. Xavier Zaborski in the forecourt. Across court pass right side, Logan Penner's in the ballgame now. Out comes to Drake Day. Top of the circle, long three is up and off, no good. And a rebound comes down to the Tigers. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Logan Penner. Penner picks up his first personal, team foul number 3. Let's see who we got. Bowdy Jones back into the ballgame now for the Tigers. Also into the contest comes Carson Simpson, 5'9 freshman. Simpson on the floor. And here come the Tigers with the basketball. Jacoby Banger, a cross-court pass to the far side. Elijah Layden handles the ball. Back it comes to the left side. Fall away, 2 up and off. No good by Layden. Rebound comes down to the Griffins. On a fast break at the other end, all the way in for the layup, a whistle and a foul. Well, they got the ball down court here quickly to Cale Clifford. And as Clifford made his move to the basket, they came in and double-teamed him. Take him. You've got to pick him. The foul's going to go on Elijah Layden, his first. Team foul number 5 on the Tigers. At the line, shooting 2 is Cale Clifford. He missed the first one. Got a second shot coming. Back into the lineup, Jacob Novotny is back on the floor now for the Griffins, as is Jack Phillips, who had taken a breather. All right, Cale Clifford, second free throw is up. This one is good. Got the back of the rim, popped it straight up in the air and dropped it in. That's his first point of the night. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for either team here. It's 19-13. The Griffins up by 6 now. Dillard-Odell with the basket, Fall City rather, with the basketball in the corner. This is Jacoby Bangert with a driving layup that can't get it. Whistle and a foul. Bangert missed the shot. The rebound came down to Cale Clifford. And Clifford went to the floor pretty hard. The foul is going to be called, of course, on Jacoby Bangert, his second. We're going to walk to the other end. That's a 15 foul there already, so we're going to be shooting 2 and putting Cale Clifford. He was there just a minute ago and made 1 out of 2 from the line. And he'll have 2 more opportunities here with a minute 50 to play in the first half. First one is up and good for Cale Clifford, 6'2 junior, coming in off the bench here. He's now 2 out of 3 tonight from the free throw line. Another shot on the way up. This one is in and out. But the rebound comes down. Phillips has it in the corner. up to Xavier Zaborski. He backs it out onto the right elbow. Zaborski trying to back it in on Bowdy Jones. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, Elijah Layden. Outlet pass. Up court it comes, Ethan Morris with the basketball. Morris comes to Jacoby Bangert. Now Bowdy Jones in the paint. Oh, nice pass from Jones. Couldn't get the shot to the corner. Open look, three is up and good. Hitting the three from the corner, Jacoby Bangert. Bangert canned that three from deep on the baseline, left side of the basket. That pulls the Tigers back to within four now, 20-16. They trailed by seven momentarily. Got a minute one to play here in the first half. There's a long three up and off, no good. Rebound to Fall City's Elijah Layden. Layden out to Ethan Morris. Morris down court quickly. Hands the ball off to Bowdy Jones. He stands on the right side of the free throw circle. Takes it to the low post right side. Jones kicks it to the corner. Another open look. Three up and good. Tigers heating it up from three-point range down on that left corner. See who got that one. That one was put in by Carson Simpson. Nailed that three. Now a three from the other way, up and off, no good for Diller Odell. Top of the circle, another three up, and this one is good. Cale Clifford hits the three to answer. Makes the lead back to four with 15 seconds to go in the half. Ball City will have a chance down by four to play for the final shot. With the ball, this is Jacoby Bangert. Bangert hands it up to Carson Simpson. Into the corner. Floater from the left side. Bowdy Jones won't fall. And at the half, the Diller Odell Griffins are leading. The Fall City Tigers are halftime scorer. Diller Odell, 33, and Fall City, 19. We'll take a two-minute break here. Then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring wrap. After this two-minute break, you're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health. And a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Fall City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at Odell, Nebraska. At the half, the Diller Odell Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers 23-19. Let's look at the individual scoring. Brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Scoring for the Griffins, they're led by Peyton Humphreys at the half with seven. Xavier Zaborski has five. 5 points also for Cale Clifford. Jack Phillips with two. Creighton Heideman has two. And Jacob Novotny with two for their total of 23. For the Fall City Tigers, Jacoby Bangert leads the way with 5 points. 4 points for Kaysen Davis. Grant Kobza with 3. Carson Simpson has 3. And Brock Cottle with 2. 23-19, that is our halftime score, with the Fall City Tigers trailing the Diller Odell Griffins. Right now we'll take a 2-minute break, and then we'll check in with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes and be back with third quarter action. That's what's coming up right here on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit CSBKansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC, Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. We'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with a low temperature in the mid-20s and winds out of the north around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 50s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday night, cloudy with temperatures in the lower 30s and southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, partly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-50s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday night, mainly clear, with temperatures falling back to around 30, and winds out of the east at around 5 miles an hour. Friday, sunshine, with high temperatures in the upper 50s, and east winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday night, showers, with a low temperature in the mid-30s. Saturday, chance of rain, with high temperatures in the mid-50s and light northeast winds. And for Sunday, lots of sun, with highs in the upper 50s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 43.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Martial Arts is having a glow party Saturday, February 14th. Let us entertain the kids this Valentine's Day with an evening of fun games and activities, all while glowing in the dark. The glow party is 5:30 to 30 p.m. It's only $30 per person for ages 6 to 16. And we'll have pizza too. Sign up today, 402-380-3383 for the glow party at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Now we've got some girls' final scores this evening around the area and the game over on Sunny 101.3. Rockport defeated Mound City 45-17. Here in Odell, Dillard-Odell over Fall City in the girls' game 40-22. It was Syracuse over Auburn in girls' varsity basketball 45-32. And here was a dandy. Tri-County is at HGRS. Tri-County got the win over the Titans in overtime 53-51 in that girls' game in overtime at Humboldt. So those are some scores around the area. As we understand it, Nebraska was down by 20 to Purdue going into the third quarter. They tied it up and have now pushed it into overtime. Last report we had, the Huskers were up by two with under 2 minutes to go in overtime. I got people around here with their cell phones trying to keep an eye on that Husker game for us. And, of course, the business at hand right here at Odell. We've got the Dillard-Odell Griffins leading the Fall City Tigers 23-19. That's our halftime score. Got an exciting second half of basketball coming up here. The Tigers, well, both of these teams just clawing and fighting and desperate to get another win. Fall City at 3-15 coming into this. The Griffins sitting at 500 at 9-9. They'd obviously like to go above 500. The Tigers, well, they'll take a win anywhere they can get one here, sitting at 3-15. And a very competitive first half. Was tied at 9 after one quarter. And then here a couple of late threes, one by Carson Simpson, one by Jacoby Bangert, pulled the Tigers back to within 4, which is where they stand here at halftime, trailing the Griffins on their home floor. All right, we're set to move into third quarter action. It'll be Fall City's basketball. Tigers will have the ball to start the third quarter. Inbounding the pass, Jacoby Bangert will toss it in. Bangert with the inbound pass to Bowdy Jones. On the right elbow, Jones comes back to the top of the circle. Bangert gets the ball right back. Moving into the hoop, Simpson. Oh, he tried to put a bounce pass into the corner to Bowdy Jones. And the ball went high up into the stands. It was a bounce pass that ended up in the third row. All right. 23-19. Tigers drop back on defense, trailing by 4. Here come the Griffins. Xavier Zaborski with the basketball. Top of the key. Man-to-man defense here by the Tigers. Inside the paint, Phillips has the ball. Flips it back top of the circle to Xavier. Xavier almost lost a handle on it. Goes to the corner, deep left side. Creighton Heidemann. Little shot in the paint for Heidemann. Doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Pushing it down court is Jacoby Bangert. Bangert looking under the basket. Flips it to the left elbow. Ethan Morris on the dribble. Coming out after Morris is Peyton Humphreys. Morris takes it in for a driving layup. Goes to the floor. Got knocked down. Couldn't get it. Zaborski, fast break to the other end of Phillips, driving layup. Nice job on the block shot. Looked like Phillips had a sure thing, and Elijah Layton got up there and blocked his layup. Layton then got the rebound, Elijah Layton, and brings it down court. Pass goes to Banger. Off to Layton on the right side. That's Ethan Morris with the basketball into Jacoby Banger in traffic, feeding on the baseline left side. Open look, right elbow. Driving in, driving, laying up and good. Nice move to the bucket there by Jacoby Bangert as he laid it in. And it's a two-point ball game, 23-21. Tigers battling back into this thing. Xavier Zaborski just lost it out of bounds. And, nope, they're going to say there was touched last, however, by Bowdy Jones. So, it'll be Griffin's basketball. Phillips to toss it in. Jack Phillips He'll trigger it in baseline, right side under his own basket. Into the corner. Fall away shot, baseline, left side, up and good. Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys with 9 points now in the ballgame. Makes it 25-21. The lead is back to four. Got people all around me intently watching their phones here. Huskers playing in overtime. We'll be getting an update for you on that shortly. Here come the Tigers. Bounty Jones across court, right side. Goes to Elijah Layden. Into the corner. Ethan Morris got inside the paint. Couldn't get a look at it. Now Simpson. He got bumped, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Griffins. Official turns his back to me here. The Creighton Heideman just picked up his third personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Griffins. Fall City's basketball, Jacoby Banger to lob it in. Lobs it up, gets it high in the air to Kaysen Davis. Davis hands off to Bowdy Jones. Jones goes to the right elbow, back to Kaysen Davis. He can't get a look at it. Plenty of time on the shot clock here. Now Bowdy Jones penetrates in between three defenders. Around on the corner baseline, fall away jumper up in and out. No, wouldn't go for Ethan Morris. Rebound down court quickly. Xavier Zaborski. Oh, he was trying to lead Pat, into the corner. Peyton Humphreys. Ball got away from Humphreys on the baseline. It'll turn it right back to the Tigers. What do we got, sir? Let's take a peek here. See what we got for an update.
Down by one.
3.9 seconds. Oh my. Here we go with the Tigers with the basketball. Top of the circle. That's Jacoby Bangert into Davis in traffic. He can't get a look. Now this Bowdy Jones with the ball. Bowdy Jones, free throw circle, top of the key. Thinking about it. Left elbow, Furness handles the ball. Inside the paint, Davis tries to go up with a shot. He got knocked to the floor and fouled. So he'll be at the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be called on Jacob Novotny. On Novotny, his second personal and the second team foul of the quarter. At the line, Kaysen Davis, a 50% free throw shooter on the season. He's 0-for-1 tonight, has 6 points in the ballgame. Here shooting two. First one is up and good. Got that one down, makes it 25-22. Dylan Odell up by three now with 4:59 to play here in the third quarter. Kaysen Davis, just a freshman, got the start tonight. Shot is on the way up and good. He got a boy, he's got a low trajectory shot on that free throw, but he got them both. 25-23. Tigers back within two now. 4:54 to go. Phillips got his shot blocked. Then the ball is loose and chased down in the corner. Tigers come out of there with it. Bowdy Jones comes up with the basketball. Fast break in a hurry. Down court comes Jacoby Banger. Bounce pass. Baseline. Right side. Back to Banger. Banger goes in. Penetrates in the paint. Goes up with a shot that's off the glass. No. Ball is chased down out here at the top of the key. And coming up with it is Bowdy Jones. A new shot clock. 33 on the shot clock. Jones goes to the right elbow. With it, Elijah Layden. Layden feeds into the corner. Kellen Furness has the ball. Furness. Now a reach in foul is going to be called here on Jack Phillips. Phillips called for his first personal, team foul number three already of the quarter on Diller Odell with 4:20 to play in the period, and they already have three team fouls. Ball City may have an opportunity to shoot some free throws here in this period. They bounce past the ball into the paint in traffic. It's loose. Elijah Layden comes up with it across to Kellen Furness. Lob pass goes into traffic. Moving is Davis. Reverse laying up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Kaysen Davis as he got it down. What do we got? 80-77. Purdue wins in overtime. That's a final, right? 80-77. Wow. Timeout taken on the floor here. We're all tied at 25 apiece. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Fall City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we're tied at 25 all here. with 3:54 to play in the third quarter. The Tigers have battled their way back and tied this thing up. Bill Rodell with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Here come the Griffins. Zaborski kicks it to the corner left side. Logan Penner, top of the key, long three is up. No good. Ball is loose on the floor. Coming up with it for the Tigers. Into forecourt is Kellen Furness. Beats to the right side. They go underneath with it. Oh, my goodness. The defender went up in the air, and Elijah Layden just kind of ducked down under him, and the defender goes up in the air, then went over the top of Layden, falls to the floor head first. Glad to see that he's all right, that young man. That was Xavier that did that, his first personal. And that should be team foul number four, not yet shooting. In traffic for the Tigers, they lose the ball out of bounds, but it was tipped by the Griffins. 32 seconds on the shot clock, 3:28 to play third period. Tight ball game. We're all tied at 25. Lob the pass inside. Elijah Layden with the basketball. Layden to the top of the key. There goes into the paint. On the drive is Kaysen Davis. Now a three from the corner left side is up. That was put up by Elijah Layden. Doesn't go. Tigers get the rebound. Trying to move toward the basket is Kaysen Davis. And I believe he's going to be fouled, and that'll be the fifth team foul. So we should be shooting this. The officials aren't lining it up that way. Now they are. Okay. They weren't aware of it, I don't think. Novotny picks up his third personal, team foul number five at the free throw line, Kaysen Davis. Davis, 50% free throw shooter. He's two out of three from the line so far. This shot is on the way up and good. Now three out of four from the free throw line is Kaysen Davis. Davis has 10 points in the ballgame. Shot is on the way up and good. Got it again. Doing a good job at the free throw line. Four out of five now on the line. Fast break at the other direction for the Griffins. Logan Penner was down there all alone but couldn't get a shot off. Now in traffic. In trouble underneath the basket is Heidemann. Creighton Heidemann forces up a shot. He's fouled. Creighton Heidemann, the freshman. Boy, he shows some flashes of athleticism. I've seen him play a couple of times this year. Creighton Heidemann, just a freshman. Younger brother to the Heidemann girls that are off playing Division I volleyball right now. One at Appalachian State, and I think the other at Montana State. Dad played football in Wyoming. Creighton Heidemann, free throw is up. No, couldn't get it. He got the bucket, but couldn't get the free throw to follow. We're tied at 27 all. 2 minutes, 49 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Left side with the ball, Bowdy Jones. Jones feeds it into traffic. Davis with a floater. Up and got it. Nice move by Kaysen Davis. Davis with 14 points now. Timeout's going to be taken by the Griffins. 29-27, Fall City up by two with 2:37 to go here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, again, that final, the Huskers and Purdue, 80-77 in overtime. Purdue defeats the Huskers. Nebraska now falls to 21-3 on the year. Here, we've got a dandy going. The Fall City Tigers are leading the Dillardell Griffins 29-27 with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Griffins have the basketball. The long down court pass goes to Penner. He across court comes to Peyton Humphreys, low post, right side of the basket. Penner lobs it up down to Jack Phillips. Phillips across court pass to Penner. Penner in traffic. Spins. Xavier Zaborski for three. It's no good. Out of bounds and off of the Tigers. It'll stay with the Griffins with 12 seconds to go on the shot clock. 2:13 to play here in the third quarter. 29-27, Fall City up by two. Zaborski on the right side, Jack Phillips for three from the corner. It's off, no good. Ball is tipped around, and the rebound is going to be pulled down under the basket by Ethan Morris. Morris will bring it up court for the Tigers. Coach Jackson Baum up, shouting instructions on the far sideline. Here's a reach-in foul. It is going to be called on Logan Penner. Penner's second personal. We're past the five-foul team limit, so at the free throw line, shooting two will be Ethan Morris. Morris has not scored yet this evening. He is a 40% free throw shooter on the year. Shooting two, short, just off the front of the rim. Another attempt coming here. Averages 5.8 points per ball game, but Ethan hasn't scored yet tonight. All right. Drake Day is back on the floor now for the Dillardell Griffins. Ethan Morris, second free throw on the way up, and it is off also. Couldn't get either one of them. Rebound comes down to Jack Phillips. Jack Phillips wants to push the ball down the court himself to the right elbow. Finds Cale Clifford in the corner. Clifford, a cross-court pass. Jack Phillips for three from the left corner. Up and off, no good, and going after the defensive rebound is Jacoby Banger. Banger brings the ball up court himself, crosses the midcourt line, into forecourt. Banger to the left side. Around the horn it comes. Ethan Morris. Morris feeds into the corner. Bowdy Jones, one dribble. Bowdy Jones now hands it to Elijah Layden. They're running a weave at the top of the key. Ethan Morris in traffic under the basket. Oh, shot is up and off, no good. Jack Phillips with the rebound. Down court, in a hurry it comes. Baseline right side, Peyton Humphreys with the ball. Goes to the corner, Cale Clifford. Clifford feeds it in, driving lay-in up. Basket's good, and a foul. Creighton Heideman, the freshman we talked about earlier, got the bucket. He's good about drawing that foul when he does score. Foul's going to be called on Ethan Morris, his first. Team foul number two is all. So at the free throw line is going to be Creighton Heideman. Carson Simpson back on the floor also for the Tigers. The and one for Heideman is up, and it's off no good. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. All tied at 29 apiece with 1 minute to play here in the third quarter, and we're all tied up. Tigers with the basketball almost taken away. Into the corner on the left side. Handling it is Jacoby Banger. Shot is up and off. No good. Try for a rebound. Follow shot. Ball tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds and stay with the Tigers. 32 seconds on the shot clock after the ball touched the rim a moment ago. We got a dandy going here in Odell. This boys' varsity game, all tied at 29 apiece. Tigers playing their hearts out here against the Griffins. Bowdy Jones will inbound it in the corner. Baseline under the basket. Oh, he tried to get it in. It went right off the fingertips of Carson Simpson. And a turnover for the Tigers. So now, 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Tied at 29 apiece. And here come the Griffins on the attack. Right side is Heideman from the corner. A three. No. That shot was put up under there in the corner by Cale Clifford. The rebound comes down to the Tigers. Here's Fall City now on the attack. Jason Simpson to Jacoby Banger. Oh, Banger had the pass underneath to Brock Cottle. Cottle was alone and could not finish. The ball was up on the rim for the longest time for Brock Cottle and just wouldn't drop. Now the Griffins get a chance to play for the final shot of the quarter. Tied at 29 apiece, 10 seconds to go. Here come the Griffins. Jack Phillips goes in, runs over the player. He'll be called for an offensive foul. Jack Phillips gets tagged for his second personal. Player control foul. We won't be shooting it. 6.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Tied at 29 apiece. Brock Cottle will set out. Kellen Furness will check in. Tigers will try and get the ball down court here and get in one final shot of this period. Tied at 29 all. Again, 6.5 seconds to go. They'll inbound it. The ball is inbounded. They need to come down court in a hurry. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Here's a long three. There's something. No, off the rim, so close. We're tied at 29 all after three quarters. We'll take a 1 minute break. Be back for the fourth quarter of action. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, buckle in tight here, Tiger fans. It looks like this puppy could come right down to the wire. We're tied at 29-all after three quarters of play here in Odell. Fall City Tigers and the Diller Odell Griffins. Griffins will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. The inbound pass is tossed into Xavier Zaborski. Across court to the left side, this is Creighton Heideman in the paint, the freshman. He can't get an open look and has to feed it down to Jack Phillips in the left side corner. Jack Phillips looking for Novotny. Top of the key, around to the right horn. Day for three. It's off, no good. Tipped out. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Griffins. They were down there fighting for that rebound. Coach Dylan Henricks begs to differ here perhaps on that one. The foul is going to be called on Jacob Novotny. That is his fourth personal, team foul number one of the quarter. 7:41 to go in the ballgame. Tied at 29 apiece. Fall City with the basketball. Into forecourt goes Bowdy Jones. He's trapped down here. Double team. Gets it across court to Callan Furness. Underneath the basket. Shot is up and good. They found Carson Simpson waiting under the bucket for the pass. He's got five, and the Tigers are up 31-29 with 7:21 to go in the ballgame. Tigers in the lead here over the homestanding Diller Odell Griffins. Griffins basketball. Creighton Heideman whips a pass over to the left elbow to Zaborski. Xavier in the paint. Back to Heideman in the corner, right side. Heideman, floater in the paint. Up, off, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Held ball is going to be called. Heideman and Jacoby Banger, 24 and 24 on their jerseys, battling for that one. Held ball, possession arrow goes to Fall City. Tigers trying to inbound it against full court pressure. Down comes the inbound pass. Kellen Furness gets it across the timeline, sets things up. Hands the ball up to Jacoby Banger. It's a pressuring man-to-man defense now by the Griffins. They're right in the face of the ball handlers in the paint. Ball is taken away, now grabbed up loose. Into the corner, right side, Kellen Furness. He's trapped down there. Skip pass comes across court. Jacoby Banger, 10 on the shot clock. Banger gives it into the corner. Goes down to Simpson with the ball. Now traveling is going to be called. They say the Tigers walked with the basketball. Back off the bench into the game comes Peyton Humphreys now. Humphreys checking in and sitting down will be Jacob Novotny. 31-29, Tigers up by two, 6.5 minutes to go in regulation here. Griffins with the basketball, Zaborski to the right elbow, to Creighton Heideman. Heideman tried to dribble into the paint, hands the ball to Jack Phillips. Phillips almost had it taken away. Nope, we're going to get a reach-in foul on the Tigers. Boy, close to a steal there for Bowdy Jones, but they whistle him for the foul. On Bowdy, his third personal, first team foul of the quarter on Fall City. 31-29, Tigers up by two if you're just joining us. 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter here in Odell. Griffins basketball. Xavier Zaborski beats inside in traffic to Peyton Humphreys. Humphreys takes it to the hole. Now flips it out to Jack Phillips in the corner. Phillips has to go gather the loose basketball up down deep on the baseline left side. And he comes back to the top with it. Xavier Zaborski driving layup. Doesn't get it. There for the rebound for the Tigers is Elijah Layden. Layden, outlet pass comes up to Jacoby Banger. Banger leading with the elbow. Got away with pushing off on Heideman. Banger feeds it underneath. in traffic. Shot is up. No. Putting that shot up into the basket, Elijah Layden. Now a three from the left corner, and it's off the rim. That one shot up by Kellen Furness. Couple of opportunities got away from the Tigers. Here comes Gil Rodell the other way. Still 31-29. Tigers up by two. Zaborski in the corner. Defended by Ethan Morris. Can't get the shot over Morris. Top of the key. Shot is up, in and out. A three that's off, no good. Two on one, fast break. Tigers coming down the other way. They feed it underneath. Grabbing, laying up and good. Elijah Layden got the lay-in on the pass from Ethan Morris. They worked the two on one fast break, and now the Tigers up by four. 33-29. 4:56 to go in the ballgame. We've got timeout taken by Diller Odell, so we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we were tied at 29 all at the end of three quarters. We have played 3 minutes and 4 seconds into this fourth period, and Dill Rodell has not scored. With 4:56 to play in regulation fourth quarter, Fall City is up 33-29, and we were tied, as it said, at 29 all when we began this stanza. So the Tiger defense getting the job done here so far. You just have a feeling this is going to come down to the last shot of the ball game. It's been really close. I think at one point, Dill Rodell led by as much as seven. This may be the biggest lead for Fall City right now, up by four. Hell no, they led early in the ball game. Anyway, here we go. We're back to live action. 4:50, clock is running, fourth quarter. Tigers are up by four. On the baseline right side, Jack Phillips driving layup, cannot get there. The rebound comes down to the Griffins. That was a good heads-up play on the baseline by Peyton Humphreys. He threw the ball off of one of the Tiger defenders. Went out of bounds. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Lob pass into the corner. Creighton Heideman feeds underneath Jack Phillips. Shot is up. Missed it, but he's fouled. Now trying to go straight up on the baseline there and avoid the foul was Ethan Morris, but they're going to get tag Morris, Ethan, for his second personal, team foul number two on the Tigers. At the free throw line, Jack Phillips, a 65% free throw shooter. He missed it. Missed the first one. He's only got 2 points tonight. He averages 11 points a ball game. He is the leading scorer on this team. Phillips, ready for his second shot. It's up and good. He got that one. One out of two. He's got 3 points now. 33-30. The lead is three for the Tigers. Jacoby Bangert pushes the ball down court. Bangert goes all the way to the left corner. Defenders pick him up and trap him. Down to the baseline left side. Clears a pass back to Bowdy Jones at the top of the key. Now Jones gets a pick. He'll take it all the way under the bucket. He was trying to feed the ball across. He had Ethan Morris coming toward the hoop, but it got tipped out of bounds and knocked away by Dill Rodell. Griffins touched it last. There'll be 13 seconds on the shot clock. Sitting down will be Kellen Furness. And back onto the floor comes Kaysen Davis now for the Tigers. 4:12 to go in the ballgame. 13 on the shot clock. Tigers up by three. Inbound the pass to Bowdy Jones. 8 on the shot clock. 7 on the shot clock. They're running out of time. I'm not sure they're aware of it. They're going to have to hurry. They're not going to get a shot off. They were not aware of the shot clock situation. And situational awareness, so critical. They just played it out not knowing they were running out of time. 33-30. Tigers still lead it by three. Under 4 minutes to go now in the ballgame. A lost opportunity on that shot clock violation. With the ball, Jack Phillips brings it down court for the Griffins. A skip pass goes across court to the far side. Xavier Zaborski goes inside, moving to the basket. Shot is put up. Off by Peyton Humphreys. He'll draw the foul. Humphreys will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Peyton has hit one out of two from the line so far tonight. He hits 54% for the season. The foul is going to be called on Elijah Layton, his second personal, team foul number three on the Tigers. First free throw is up and good. Peyton Humphreys has now hit two out of three from the free throw line. He's in double figures and has 10 points now for the Griffins. Humphreys, a 6'2 junior, launches the second shot. It's good also. He got them both, and that pulls the Griffins back to within one, 33-32. Full court pressure now by Diller Odell. Tigers break it easily. They've got a two-on-one fast break going, and they decide to pull it out. Go out to the right elbow to Bowdy Jones. Now into the basket in traffic. And stepping on the baseline out of bounds, the Tigers turn it over. Cason Davis got bumped down there on the baseline and stepped on the end line. That'll turn the ball back again. Timeout's going to be taken by Fall City now with 3:26 to go in the ballgame. Tigers clinging to a one-point lead, 33-32. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's what you'll find at F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer for this broadcast. We move back to live action. 33-32, Tigers up by one. Here come the Griffins. Jack Phillips has the basketball, across court pass. Xavier Zaborski. Phillips looking inside for Creighton Heideman. Can't get it to him. Zaborski holds the ball between the rings, top of the circle. Phillips up top. Ball is going to be tipped away and stolen. Fast break going the other way, driving, laying up, and oh, missed the layup. Ethan Morris all alone ahead of everybody and missed the uncontested layup. Other end, Phillips with a layup. Up and good. Jack Phillips answers with a layup after the missed layup by Ethan Morris. And the lead goes to the Griffins. Fall City could have easily been up by three there. Instead, it's 34-33. Tigers trail by one now. Morris has got to feel awful about that. He was behind all the coverage. Nobody even chased him. Now Morris has got the basketball, pulls in. Jump shot up and off, no good. Couldn't get it. Goes out of bounds. And Morris down there battling for the basketball. It's touched last by Cale Clifford. So the Tigers will get the ball. New shot clock, 35 seconds is up. Clock down to 2:31 to go in the ballgame. It's a one-point Diller Odell lead. Jacoby Banger gets the inbound pass. Comes up to Ethan Morris at the top of the circle. Morris dribbles into the corner on the right elbow. Calling for help for Davis to set a pick. They give a go to Davis. Driving, laying up. He got it. Boy, Cason Davis is having himself a ball game here. I've got him with 16 points in the ballgame. Cason Davis, a freshman, 16 of Fall City's 35 points. Tigers are back up by one now. Other end, more layup. Phillips up, off, no good. Whistle and a foul on the Tigers. Jack Phillips had the layup but couldn't get it to fall. As we said, he's a 65% free throw shooter. Tonight, he has made one out of two from the line. He has 5 points in the ballgame. First free throw is up and off, no good. The foul, incidentally, was on Ethan Morris, his third personal, team foul number four on the Tigers. Jack Phillips ready for the second free throw. This one is up, and it's off, no good. And the ball is tipped out of bounds and touched last by Creighton Heideman. So the basketball will go to the Tigers. Under 2 minutes to play now in the ballgame here at Odell. 1:59 showing on the game clock. 35-34, Tigers up by one. Inbound pass, they bring it inbounds. Hit it to Cason Davis. Gives it to Bowdy Jones, who brings it across the timeline. Bowdy Jones, across court pass right side, Jacoby Banger. Banger tries to work it inside the lane, top of the key, free throw circle. He'll pull up for a three that is short off the front of the rim. The ball is trying to save it from going out of bounds with Davis. Couldn't get there. It'll go back to Diller Odell. 1:39 to go in the ballgame. 35-34, Fall City. trying to hang on here with a one-point lead. Here come the Griffins on the attack. 94 seconds to play in regulation. For the Griffins on the right side with the ball, Zaborski. Lob pass goes inside. Novotny around the corner. Baseline left side, top of the key. Cale Clifford can't get a look at it. 15 on the shot clock. Back to the top of the circle. Xavier with the ball. Xavier Zaborski looks underneath the basket. Day had it into his hands. There's Heidemann. Shot is up and good. Creighton Heidemann. The freshman got the shot to fall. 36-35. Dillardell back up by one with 1 minute to play. They feed it underneath the basket. Into the corner. Jacoby Bangert. Bangert dribbles back to the top of the key. 24 on the shot clock. 50 on the game clock. Tigers down by one. 36-35. Fall City needs a basket. On the right elbow. With the ball, Ethan Morris feeds it underneath in traffic. Oh, they threw the ball away. They tried to throw it into the corner to Jacoby Bangert. It went well over Bangert's head out of bounds. 40 seconds to go in the ball game. 35 on the shot clock. Timeout's going to be taken by Fall City. The Tigers trail by one, 36-35. Dylan Rodell will have the basketball when we return after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Tiger Basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Fall City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Odell. Let me set the stage for you. The game clock shows 40.1 seconds to play in regulation. The shot clock will be at 35. The ball belongs to Diller Odell. They'll be inbounding the ball on the baseline under the Fall City basket. Diller Odell with a one-point lead, 36-35. If there's some good news here, it's the Tigers have four team fouls. So if they need to foul, the first time they foul, it's going to put the Griffins at the free throw line. There are four team fouls on the Tigers. Here we go. Full court pressure, of course, by the Tigers. Inbounding the pass, Zaborski gets it in. Down court on the dribble comes Jack Phillips. He gets it across the timeline. Phillips, top of the key. They want to run clock here with a one-point lead. Running a weave at the top of the circle. Cale Clifford. Clifford gives it up to Phillips. Tigers are standing back and letting them run clock here. They're not coming out and fouling. 20 seconds, 19 seconds. Tigers are not fouling. They're just letting them run the clock. Top of the key. Fall City standing back and letting them do it. 12 seconds. And now a timeout's going to be taken with 12 seconds to go, 7 on the shot clock. So Fall City just stood back and let them run all that time off the clock, 30-some seconds, without fouling. And now 7 on the shot clock, 12 on the game clock. I'm going to keep it here live this time. We don't want to have it come back and miss it. This game was tied at 9. Quarter. The Tigers were trailing by 4 at halftime, 23-19. We were all tied up at the end of the third quarter, 29 all. And now with 12 seconds to play in regulation, the Diller Odell Griffins hanging on to a one-point lead, 36-35. 7 seconds on the shot clock, 12 seconds on the game clock. So Diller Odell is going to have to shoot the ball, and Fall City's still going to have at least 5 seconds to work with if they can get a rebound. Boy, a lot of time went off there. I guess there's a lot of different strategies to this. You could have came up and maybe fouled and put them to the line and still have some time to do something with it. Now, by the time they shoot the ball, you're only going to have 5 seconds with which to work, down by one, even if they miss the shot. And they're not going to put it up until that shot clock's expired. You can count on it. Jack Phillips will inbound it. Phillips on the side. Ooh, he's close to a five count. Does get it in. No, they had to take a timeout to save the five-second count. This will be a full timeout, so we will step aside for a 30-second break. You got to be enjoying this coverage of Tiger basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, both teams huddled around their benches. 12 seconds to go in the game, 7 on the shot clock. Del Rodell will inbound it on the side in forecourt, right in front of the Griffins bench here. Inbounding the pass. Tossing it in will be Cale Clifford. Clifford again. Looking, the five-second count is on. He's going to have to hurry. Ball is stolen. Tigers come up with a steal. Timeout taken. Fall City. Tigers have new life. What a job. What a job by Kason Davis. He jumped up in the air, tipped the inbound pass, came down with it, got the steal, and now with 9.4 seconds to go, Fall City has the basketball. They will have the ball at midcourt on the side, trailing by one, 36-35, and Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer, I'm not going to send it back to you, buddy. I would hate to not get it back and miss something here. I think this was a full timeout, but that's okay. I want to describe it for our listeners. 9.4 seconds on the game clock, 9.4 seconds on the shot clock, but the all-important possession of the basketball is now with the Fall City Tigers after that incredible steal on the inbound pass. The score is 36-35. Fall City is down by one. But, boy, 9.4 seconds, that's a lifetime in basketball. You can do a lot in 9.4 seconds, especially where they're going to have the ball on the side at midcourt. Obviously, we're going to see a lot of pressure here from Dylan Rodell. Didn't I tell you back in the third quarter I thought this was going to come right down to the wire, probably a last-second shot? And that's exactly the way this game has transpired and the way it's playing out. Okay, they're going to be playing it in on the side in backcourt in front of the Dylan Rodell bench. Inbounding the pass, Ethan Morris, he gets it in. Jacoby Banger comes up court and got fouled. Oh, but you know what? That's only the second team foul. Dylan Rodell's got three more fouls, two more fouls to give. And that took a few seconds off. Now we're down to 6.9. Coach Dylan Hendricks very wisely having his players commit fouls here, knowing he's got fouls to give without putting the Tigers to the line. Now we're down to 6.9 seconds to go. And again, they'll try to inbound it to Banger. Banger comes up and they'll foul him again. And they're wanting an intentional foul. Banger's asking for it. That put the clock down to 4.9. That's only the third team foul. They can do it one more time. Boy, this is smart basketball here on the part of the Griffins, using up these fouls and clicking away with these seconds. Again to Banger. Banger starts up court. He's going to try and put up a shot. They foul him and he shot the ball. He'll be at the line to shoot three. What a heads-up play by Jacoby Banger to put up a three-pointer from half court and get fouled in the process. Dylan Rodell was trying to foul to use second. So now, all important free throws. Jacoby Banger, he's a 69% free throw shooter. First one is up. Got it! We're tied at 36 all. Banger hits the first one. 3.2 seconds on the clock. He's got two more. Second one is up, and it is off. No good. All right, this one would give the Tigers a one-point lead with 3.2 seconds to go in regulation. We are tied at 36 all. Jacoby Banger, and they're going to try and freeze him with a timeout here. Timeout's going to be taken by Dylan Rodell. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, coming out of the timeout, Jacoby Bangert, 5'11 junior, 69% free throw shooter on the season. He averages 5.2 points per ball game. He's got 8 already tonight. He is 1 out of 2 from the line. This shot could put the Tigers up by 1 with 3.2 seconds to go. Huge free throw. Nobody under the rebound for the Tigers. Jacoby Bangert takes aim. Shot is up. And good! He got it! Bangert hit it. Tigers up by 1. 3.2 seconds. Inbound pass midcourt. Ball stolen away. Shot is up. Wait a minute. A whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on the Griffins. Going down hard for the Tigers. Oh, no! Wait a minute! Are they going to put the foul on the Tigers? Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness. They'll be talking about this one forever. Tiger fans are absolutely livid. Fall City was catching the ball on the inbound pass. The Griffin player came in behind, hit him from behind, and they put the foul on the Tigers. 1 second on the clock at the line. Creighton Heidemann. 68% free throw shooter. Shot is up and off. He missed it. Heidemann missed the first one. He'll have another one. He's now 0 for 3 from the line. The freshman needs this one to tie the ball game with 1 second on the clock. Creighton Heidemann. Oh, that call on the foul. That was incredible, folks. You'll want to watch the video on that. Shot is up. Off, no good. Ball tipped around. Tigers win. Tigers win the ball game. Fall City defeats the Del Griffins, 37-36. Win number 4 of the season for the Fall City Tigers, and what an exciting finish to tonight's basketball game here at Odell. Don't go away. You'll want to hear about all the numbers on this one. We'll have the post-game show brought to you after this 2-minute break. You've been enjoying Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebetha.
We don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broths, and steaks. Everything we bake is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meat. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Odell, Nebraska. It's time for the Highland Community College scoring recap. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, we had a barn burner tonight here in Odell. The Fall City Tigers escape with a one-point win, 37-36, your final score. Let's take a look now at the individual numbers. First for the Griffins, Diller Odell led tonight by Peyton Humphreys, the only Griffin in double figures. He had 11 points in the ballgame. Creighton Heideman, the freshman, finished with 8. 5 points for Xavier Zaborski. Jack Phillips had 5 in the ballgame. And Jacob Novotny finished with 2 for their total of 36. From the free throw line, the Griffins hit just 7 out of 21 attempts at the line. Only 7 of 21 and a couple of critical misses there in the late seconds of the ballgame. For your Fall City Tigers, leading the way tonight was Kaysen Davis, a freshman. He got the start, he answered the bell, and chipped in 16 points to lead the way for the Tigers. Jacoby Bangert added 9 for Fall City. Carson Simpson, 5 points in the ballgame, 3 for Grant Koza. Elijah Layden had 2, and Brock Cobble had 2. That adds up to 37 for your Tigers. From the free throw line, Fall City didn't shoot near as many free throws as the Griffins, but they made one more. 8 of 12 from the free throw line for Fall City compared to 7 of 21 for the Diller Odell Griffins. And that one difference on the free throw line is your margin of victory tonight. 37-36, Tigers with the win. With the win, Fall City improves to 4-15 on the year, and the Diller Odell Griffins fall just below 500. They are now 9-10. In the girls' game earlier tonight, in that one, it was the Griffins getting the win over Fall City, 48-22. We've got a final now in that boys' contest over on Sunny 101.3. Rockport defeated Mound City 61-42. In the girls' game, it was Rockport 45, Mound City 17. Our next broadcast that I'll have for you will be this coming Thursday night. I'll be in Johnson, the Johnson Brock Eagles, hosting the Freeman Falcons. You'll hear that game over on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon will be on the air here on KTMC Thursday night. He'll have HTRS at Fall City. The Tigers looking to get another win after this big win tonight here at Odell. So, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with a final score, the Fall City Tigers 37 and the Diller Odell Griffins 36. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to high school basketball on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.